I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Live inside the Kia Studios, we are Dukes and Bell. Glad to have you listening. We'll keep you updated on what's going on with opening day, guys. As we continue to move along, we're going to give you a chance to win some Hawks tickets as well. Hawks taking on Orlando. The Magic in town at Phillips Arena on Sunday at 6 p.m. I'm just glad they lost last night, Mike Bell. That's all I'm saying.
As we said, it is difficult to get your head around. Arthur, who worked in the NBA for 2 decades, he still can't get his head around this, but it's the only way we move forward. We must go backwards to move forward. This year was always going to be a lost season. We knew that. But we just got to be able to, you know, see some guys have some individual achievements, like Torian Prince over the night, and John Collins different night stepping up, and even Schroeder had a monster night a few weeks back. But, I mean, at the end of the day, there's nothing accomplished by not being 1, 2, or 3 with the ping pong balls.
We dropped to second place in the race for the most ping pong balls in the NBA lottery race. So we are now 2.5 games behind Phoenix for the top spot. Hawks back in action tomorrow against Philadelphia. And, you know, so for me, we're getting closer to my ultimate goal. And here's the big picture. Last night was a big deal because, again, we need the T-Wolves to get into the playoffs.
Right.
Guys, we've talked about this. We could have, until this thing, you know, until it's over, I'm not going to say we're going to have it, but we could have 3 first-round picks and the top pick or the second pick in the second round.
Right.
So you're talking about, again, that's transformative if you get the right guys, Mike. Or you've talked about this, maybe trading 2 of those picks and moving up and getting 2 top 10 guys.
Each sport works differently. Baseball, I mean, it takes forever. I mean, we talked about the Astros, 6, 7 years before they're going to get it turned around. And the Braves are in the middle of it right now. NFL, different. Rams, Carl, they go from 4-12 to 11-5.
Right.
I mean, they moved up to get Goff, and it was like, oh, Goff, schmoff, he looked terrible on Hard Knocks. And now he looks like one of the top young quarterbacks in the league. It's him and Carson Wentz, and, you know. So it can be done. NBA, though, make those wrong moves, those big-time, you know, max money deals, and it's tough to get out from under it. So, I mean, we're living
it.
Money
moves. Oh, sorry.
We're living it right now with the Hawks. But hopefully, trust in Schlenk. Schlenky, get Schlenky with it. Get Schlenky in here. So we'll see if we can That's a Rick and Morty reference, by the way, for our younger listeners. We're hoping that they do get it right.
I do, too. I do, too. You know, it doesn't take long in the NFL when you got if you get the right coach with the philosophy and you make a couple of moves. Because, again, I know we don't all believe this, but really the talent level in the NFL from team to team is really – there's not a whole lot of difference.
Right.
I mean, I know a lot of people think that, like, the Browns are terrible, and they have been. But I'm willing to bet if you took – half of the Browns team, and you put them on another team with a better coach and an organization with a plan and philosophy, those same players could win elsewhere. We've seen it. Alex Mack didn't win jack when he's with the Browns. Comes here,
right.
Different story. So I know we all get caught up in, oh, it's going to take forever. It doesn't if you got a good plan in place and you get the right guys.
Got an NFL Blitz for you, another chance to win $1,000 with our national signing bonus contest. And G Money, Grant McCauley from up at SunTrust to tell us about opening day. It looks like, knock wood, we're going to be good. I know they're expecting showers to roll through Metro Atlanta a little bit later this afternoon.
Hopefully they get through the game. Let's get to it!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Now, I want to be clear as I talk about Matt Ryan. We're talking about my quarterback. He is my quarterback.
That's good. Let people yell at you for a change. Is that me?
I do defend Matt Ryan, and I do think he's good enough, as I've told you guys time and time again, to get us to a Super Bowl. He already did. But what's the holdup? Swole up. And as we talk about this contract, there's only one conclusion now I've come to, and that is that Tom Condon is holding the Falcons hostage by the amount of money he's asking for. Because if it wasn't, Mike, this deal would be done. The Falcons have said, we're willing to do it. We're willing to move forward. It was the number one priority on the list as we headed to free agency, and now all of a sudden it's like, well, we'll get it done. That screams to me as it does to Joel Corey, our buddy who used to be an agent, saying he believes that they're probably asking for too much money, and the Falcons now are going, well, we'll just wait. That's where we're at.
You don't have to do anything, as we said. Now, I don't think, I mean, who knows? We never, you don't really hear a lot from Matt. And when Matt does do interviews, whether it's a regular weekly feature with us or anybody else, it's you're never getting, he never lets you in. And that's his prerogative. Other players are like that. So we don't know what his intentions are. I think a lot of Falcon fans feel that Matt wants to, you know, make his entire career here in Atlanta and retire as a Falcon. Don't know. Aaron Rodgers, to Carl's point last week, may set the market in Tom Condon's mind. The Kirk Cousins is not at the caliber of Matt Ryan. Kirk Cousins has never won a playoff game. He's never been an MVP. So it might have no bearing on Tom Condon and the Matt Ryan camp as far as their contract. So, and Thomas Dimitroff and Quinn may have anticipated this the whole time, and that's why we were ballers on a budget, not waiting for Matt and the other shoe to drop.
How much money do you need, Matt Ryan?
You sound like Charlie Sheen talking,
$30 million?
Talking to Gordon Gekko, Michael Douglas in Wall Street. How many yachts can you water ski behind, Gordon?
I'm just asking the
question.
Well,
let me ask you this, tough guy.
Yes.
And now, I'm Matt's protector, defender. Would you take any less than the full market value for your services, my brother?
Here's the deal for me. As long as I feel it's a fair deal, I just think, like now with this Cousins deal and they're going $84 million, I mean, Condon's laughing. Condon's like, my dude's worth 95.
Maybe that's even lower than what he's
guaranteed right. Money. So as the Falcons are like, whoa, 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 whoa. We were willing to go here. This was the number, Tom. 95. Tom, we're going to need to call you back.
I don't know if it's going to be more. Who knows? Maybe it's $100 million guaranteed. Who knows?
All right. To answer your question.
But honestly.
When does it become not beneficial for Matt in the situation where everybody goes, come on, man.
As crazy as it sounds, the more money that Arthur has to pay out immediately, remember that funded rule about the contracts we talked about with Albert Breer from Sports Illustrated? That creates a lower cap hit in the life of the contract. So I'm all for that. As crazy as it sounds, I mean, look, I need more out of Matt. I think people get so sideways when you say, well, how much is asking too much of Matt? How much do you draw the line here? Well, it's Julio's fault for the Sanu's, for the drops, the O-line, it's Sark. Everybody on offense needs to be better, including the quarterback. I don't think that's unfair to say.
It's not unfair. And that's why I said, before we go any further, and you're going, oh, I heard that Duke's guy talking bad about our quarterback. He's our quarterback. Right. I support him. But come on, man. How much money do you need, Matt Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
It is Dukes and Bell. By the way, your blog is up?
My blog is up. And you can check it out. Go check out my blog. And I think Knox put pictures in there and everything. It is called Ballers on a Budget. Will the Falcon moves work? Because obviously we've got some needs. Here's a good thing going into this offseason. We didn't have a lot of needs. I thought we all wanted to upgrade a guard and we all wanted a defensive tackle. I think most of us thought we couldn't afford Poe or anybody of that ilk. We'd go defensive tackle through the draft. Dan Quinn's been a master talent evaluator with his input in the draft. So if you believe that Fusco can do the job, okay then. We're good to go. And now all we got to do is find a slot receiver in the draft or somebody that's off the scrap heap later this summer.
Yeah, that slot receiver is Calvin Ridley, according to some draft prognosticators.
I don't know if you draft a slot receiver in the number one first overall pick in your selections in the first round.
Mel Kiper, stop.
Yeah. Isn't today the anniversary of him saying that if Squunch Face Creep,
yesterday.
Clawson, oh, yesterday, if Clawson wasn't a starter in this league, he would quit? Well, it's coming.
Has he quit?
No.
He should quit.
Well, at least they brought Todd McShay in to kind of balance out his stupidity. Look, it's a great get. The thing is, I think what Mel Kiper proves to you, just like general managers, it's flipping a coin. The first round is a 50-50 proposition at best.
Yeah, it is. You guys can chime in, 404-741-0929. And to your point about Dan Quinn, we didn't need to make huge splash moves. I've said this from the jump. We have a good enough core. They just got to play better. Our core players are good enough to get us back to where we want to be. They just got to play better. Hey, another NFL news, man, as we go around the league. Mike, are they going to do away with kickoffs? Here's the deal. The competition committee will recommend cutting kickoffs if injury rates do not drop. Quote, all right, this is from the Packers president, Mark Murphy. We've reduced the number of returns, but we haven't really done anything to make the play safer. We're talking about kickoffs. He says it's by far the most dangerous play in the game. Now, when we actually had kickoffs, let's just go back 5-6 years ago, even further back than that, you're right. You had big, strong, physical guys running full speed down the field to break up a wedge. Okay, that screams concussion. We don't have that anymore.
Well, why don't you expand the roster and only make guys under 200 pounds play on the kickoff team? You know, that's the other thing. You know, all these things about safety and player safety, why don't you add some players? So when guys are dinged up, You got a little more. You get a little more volume there. Now they won't do that. They'll never expand the roster to 60 men. But getting back to this facade of player safety. When you guys are serious about contributing to the CTE and to trying to protect your brains and the head injuries, let me know. They've not even contributed half of what they promised. It's a joke. This is a multi-billion-dollar organization. $14 billion gross for the NFL. Even in a year when the ratings took a dip the last two seasons, they're still printing money. But getting back to this, Carl, it's a dangerous sport. Anybody who plays football knows about the dangers. And I think, and I hate to say it, I don't make it sound like Doritos, but it is like Doritos. We'll make more. Let's get this football back.
You just said you didn't hate to say it, but didn't you say it?
I will say it. It's always going to be a look, you want to work on Wall Street? You want to be a ditch digger? You want to go play football or basketball? You and I would have all liked to play sports. Guess what? And, okay, I made it past junior high. You made it all the way to college, okay? And these guys have made it all to be the top 001% in the planet. There's a risk involved. If you're smart, don't blow all your money and get out before you're 30.
That's today's Done. Financial advice by Mike Bell, brought to you
Thank
by
you.
Mike Bell.
You feel me on that? I just want to hear this. I don't want football becoming softball, okay? You want to watch rugby? Go watch rugby. I played rugby. Unless you're playing rugby, it's the most boring sport in the world to watch.
Do you hear how you sound right now? Get in and get out and save your money, damn it.
Save your money. If your brain is mush, that's on you. What do you want from me?
Breathe, man. Breathe.
You heard what Mike Bell said to Matt Ryan about his contract, right?
What?
And when the time comes, you're going to parachute out a rich man. With the money you're going to make, your dad's never going to have to work another day in his life.
When does it all end, huh? How many yachts can you water ski behind? How much is enough?
It's not a question of enough, pal. It's a zero-sum game. Somebody wins,
somebody
loses.
Money. And that man, that's Gordon Gekko. We could actually put Tom Condon and have him read the same quote.
Somebody
it's
loses.
The same deal.
It's true. I mean, he's holding them hostage. It's the only thing I can come to. Hey, man, let's hear from Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert, who says Le'Veon Bell is going nowhere.
He'll be a Pittsburgh Steeler in 2018. Again, unless he did something that he didn't do last year, I think we can assume that, you know, when he decides to, if he doesn't, we don't get a long-term deal done, he'll show up and he'll be ready as he can be. But again, ideally, we'd love to have him there for training camp, not only for himself, but for the rest of the team.
Right. So basically, all the Le'Veon stuff about him going somewhere else, cross that out. Steelers say they will get the deal done with Le'Veon Bell.
It's interesting because all these teams have been linked to like Steelers, Dolphins, to Sony Michel and Nick Chubb and all that. But I mean, look, Le'Veon Bell is the best running back in the league. No one doubts that. But how many times you and I had this conversation? If you're the Steelers, you still got a little bit of doubt in your mind because remember, you're one failed drug test, you're missing a season.
No, you're right.
You know, I mean, a lion's share of
you
a season.
You got to protect yourself.
Weeks, right?
As an organization, you got to protect yourself. Hey, what about our buddy up in New York City with the Giants now, Dave
Ghetto
Man? He's the general manager. And talk about Odell Beckham.
He's on our team.
And he will be on your team?
Hey, listen, I don't know if I'm going to, you know, drop dead of a heart attack in 2 seconds. But anyhow, no, so all kidding aside, he's on the team, Kim. What do you want me to tell you?
That he's not available via trade.
He's on the team right now.
So he is available via trade.
I just said he's on the team. You don't quit on talent. I told you that.
Yeah, and I didn't realize Ghetto Man was from New England. That's who's that, Chris, from NFL Network?
Kim Jones.
Kim Jones from NFL Network talking to Dave Gettleman, former Panthers GM. I don't know. Once you put it out there,
he sounds like a mobster to me. He's on the team.
Hey, what do you want from me?
What do you
Kim?
Want from me?
He's on the team, you know.
He's
yeah,
on the team.
Was he doing coke in Paris? I don't know. I don't know what this guy. He's out there wearing no shirt and Timberland boots. I don't know what he does when he's not on the Giants.
He drops dead from a heart attack.
He could be all dead tomorrow. What do I care? You know, what do I know? But I will shop for 2 first-rounders. You give me 2 first-rounders, you can have this bleach blonde pain in the ass.
What do you mean I'm connected? I'm not connected. That's what he sounds like.
So there you go. Meanwhile, speaking of funny accents, Bob Kraft saying at some point, Carl, the Patriots have to draft a quarterback.
They do. Listen, they had the guy that the coach wanted, and the owner wanted to move him.
Well, Tom came to me and said, I can't work with this guy breathing down my neck, so get him out of here. He is speaking to ESPN's Mike Reese, says, I'm going to put my fan hat on. Not just that, but think what happened in the 08 season. Tom goes out in the first quarter, and then Matt Castle leads us to 11-5.
Did you say quarter? Or quarter?
I said, well, quarter. It's as clear as the nose on your face.
Okay.
Anything can happen. You got to have a plan. And I put my faith in Bill.
Okay. So are they going to draft a quarterback?
I what Bill does is him and Josh McDaniels put their heads together, and the check.
But then you'll trade him away if the current guy comes to you.
Hey, Tommy's got two more years, and we take him behind the barn. Pow! And I think for your future.
It is our NFL Blitz. Albert Breer, friend of the show, Monday Morning Quarterback, says the Texans and Jadeveon Clowney are close to getting a deal done. At least they're making progress. I don't see any holdups there. I think he'll be there for a long time. And then what about the Browns? Everybody thinks with the number one overall pick, they're going to take a quarterback. Listen to Hugh Jackson, their head football coach.
I think we're very close. Yeah, I think we're close. We just haven't had a chance to be together. I gave the staff the week off. They're vacationing. We're here at the owners' meetings, and we'll get together here soon and put our heads together and see what's about.
Close, talking about having a consensus on a quarterback, right. All agreeing in the organization that this is our guy. I still don't buy that. I think Hugh Jackson's going to be the guy to call the shot because it's his head coaching job.
Right.
And he's supposed to be the quarterback guru. I think when they decide to go quarterback at one, he's going to be the guy that says this is the guy we're going with.
I mean, I still think I would have gone Kirk Cousins. They had the money and just and tried to get in the playoffs this year if I was Cleveland. But obviously they feel they're going to get that franchise quarterback. And in the meantime, as you said, they've got a serviceable QB in Tyrod Taylor. They've got wide receivers like they've never had before. You know, they've got decent running backs, and they may go draft another one, too, in the defense. I mean, imagine the idea of Bradley Chubb opposite Myles Garrett if they decided to do that, if he was available.
It'd be crazy. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Let's give you a chance to win some cold, hard cash.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Super.
Super!
Text it to 72881.
You're not feeling super about Matt Ryan's deal. Super, that's the hour, 3 o'clock word, super, S-U-P-E-R, to 72881, as the man just said. And look for a phone call, and if you get it, pick it up, and it could be our guys giving you $1,000.
All right, man. Time's slowly running out for your chance to win the $1,000. You got to get on this. You got to get on this.
Super, to 72881. Hey, real quick, some soccer news. We just spoke with Chris McCann last hour from your Atlanta United FC. Reports out that Andrew Carlton's got strep throat. Ooh. So the young stud from Powder Springs might not be making the trip to Minnesota because he's banged up. So I can understand that.
Yeah, and that's something tough. I mean, you try playing anything with strep throat, let alone running around and playing soccer.
I guess the rumor is he might have picked it up while on duty with the U.S. under-20 team. So somebody gave him cooties. Either way, Andrew's not going to be making the trip to Minnesota.
Highly contagious. You've had it?
Years in high school.
Yeah.
Junior high.
Yeah, I haven't had it in years.
Made out with some chick at the roller skating rink.
That's how you got it?
I think.
Okay. I think I got it after back then. When you remember, you someone would have a drink and you go, "Oh, let me have a sip of that," and you drink after a minute.
Oh man,
yeah.
I tell you what, I feel like I got strep throat with this pollen out.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's killing me, brother. It's killing me.
It is. It's absolutely terrible.
Hey, you got any Claritin AT? You got any drugs? Sean's not in the office. His office is like a bodega. He's got everything from chewing gum to melatonin. You got no? You got any?
And trust me, I'm taking the melatonin and dumb some of those double X meetings.
Yeah. That's our boss, by the way. You got any anything for the allergies, man? Hey, Will Gary, you got anything for allergies?
Don't ask Will Gary. He's got a bag full of goodies.
I'm going to go hit the bodega.
As a matter of fact, there's a bag sitting right out there. I'll let you guess what it is.
All right, man. Grant McCauley.
I always believe in taking drugs from strangers back to you, Carl.
Just don't OD. Grant McCauley's going to join us. 92.9 The Game Baseball Insider. It's opening day. All right. What's the vibe at SunTrust and what to expect as they get this series started with the Phillies? Coming up on Dukes and Bell.
Excuse me, brother. Yeah, let me have a box of juicy fruits and let me have some bonbons. I think I'd have some bonbons there. And let me have some junior mints and give me another box of juicy fruits and pay for it. You heard what I said. Pay for my candy.
It is Dukes and Bell, and we are counting down to opening day. And more importantly, want to see how this Braves team plays this season. It's the start of a long year. But
don't you say it as if we're going to be another 75-win season?
Long year. But if this talent lives up to expectations, mm-hmm. and I say that, what are the expectations? Let's talk to our man, Grant McCauley, who's at the battery, at the ballpark. Grant, before we get into some of the semantics of what's going on with this team and who they're playing today, set the scene for us, man. What's it look like there?
Well, it's a little bit chillier than I think most folks were expecting. The sun keeps coming out and teasing us a little bit, and then the clouds come back over and the wind starts pushing its way through. But I think it'll be a moderately nice afternoon if we can avoid the rain. Fans are filing in. obviously people have been enjoying the battery before this game. And, you know, it's, again, as we talked about, when spring training comes around, you know, hope springs eternal and all that good stuff. When you get to opening day, everybody's got a blank slate. Let's see what they're able to do with it.
Hey, Grant, we were talking earlier in the show about Julio Teheran and his up-and-down efforts. I mean, he really struggled, gave up a ton of home runs at SunTrust Park. Second half of the season, under 500 after the All-Star break. I mean, is this, does the park not suit him, or is this an aberration? How does he get back on track this season at home?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit less of the ballpark and more of Julio's struggles in general. But the strange thing was, probably to your point, he pitched really well on the road. He just did not pitch well here. But his last five, six starts at SunTrust Park, he really seemed to find a way to, you know, work his way through some of those struggles. The home runs all but stopped. I think he only gave up maybe one or two home runs in his final five starts here. So it was a whole bunch early on, and I think that that kind of compounded some problems, and especially with that slider not really working for him early in the year. That was a battle he had all season long, and it's one that he took into the winter and said, look, I've got to get this pitch back. It's the one that I do business on when it comes to strikeouts, and I think it's a pitch that he seems to have reclaimed. His spring has been good, and Julio, we forget, still a pretty young guy. I mean, he's going into his age 27 season. This is not by any means a guy that's over 30 and doesn't have a chance to get back on track. So it's a big season for him, kind of a pivotal year if you think about it, because he's the guy that's going to lead this rotation again.
Grant, it's something we necessarily haven't talked a lot about, but what's this pin look like? What's our bullpen going to look like? We're relying a lot, or at least there's a heavy expectation on these young starters to come in and do the job, obviously, but you still got to have a viable bullpen. What's ours look like?
Well, they got an eight-man bullpen. It's something they talked about over the winter that they wanted to go with, and I think the back end of this bullpen is pretty solid. Aroldis Vizcaíno a couple of years ago looked like he might be pitching up to getting an all-star berth, and some injuries cropped up. And that's really been the knock on him, has been injuries and a bit of inconsistency at times as he's battled through those. But he's lined up to be the Braves' closer. But you've also got some guys that pitched pretty well in front of him last year, and Jose Ramirez in particular, and then the left-hander Sam Freeman, and then A.J. Minter, who's the guy that a lot of people have been talking about over the past year, year and a half. This could be the future closer of this team. That quartet right there, I think, is that's four quality arms, but then you've got to figure out what Dan Winkler can offer you and what Rex Brothers can offer you and what Shane Carl can offer you in order to get to those back end of the bullpen arms, because I think Leeds will be pretty safe with that bunch if they pitch like they did last year. But the starting rotation, they got to go deep into games, get you into the sixth inning routinely, seventh inning and beyond if they can, and I think Atlanta's bullpen has a chance to come in and do its job. But how many games did we see last year were won and lost in the late innings? The Braves blew 22 saves last year. If that happens again this year, they could be in for, as you said earlier, when we started this thing, they could be in for a long summer.
It is our man, G-Money, Grant McCauley. We got our Georgia Bulldog report coming up at 4. Play more on the Falcons, but it's opening day at SunTrust Park. And Grant, crazy little stat I just saw today in the paper. Gabe Kapler, remember, he's a first-year manager for the Phillies. He's not going to start Odubel Herrera, who lit us up like a Christmas tree last year. For some reason, yep. He's going with Aaron Alter, who's 2-for-16 against Tehran. So I don't know what he's doing, but we'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things where when they brought Gabe Kapler in, and I knew Gabe from back when he was still an outfielder, an active player in the Tampa Bay Rays organization in 2009, 2010, he was always a guy that you knew if you wanted to be around the game for a long time, there was going to be a job for him. He's a very forward thinker, but it was very surprising, even talking to some Phillies writers and media that are here, seeing Odubel Herrera not get the opportunity to play today, but also Scott Kingery, who they just signed to that big long-term extension about a week ago. That's the guy that I would have expected to be in there today as well. He's not in their starting lineup either. But Aaron Alter is a nice player. I'm just not sure why Odubel Herrera is not getting that start. I don't really have an answer for you other than Gabe Kapler sees something that apparently we don't.
92.9 The Game, baseball insider Grant McCauley, the best baseball guy in town. Let's talk about our lineup. Inciarte, Albies, Freeman, Markakis. I want to stop there because that's 1-4. We assume once Acuna gets up here, he's going to hit third and they're going to move Freeman to clean up. Is that right?
No, I think that's an assumption that may be better saved for a little bit later, a little bit after Ronald Acuna gets settled in. I'm not saying that he won't hit higher in the lineup. It could very well happen. Ozzie Albies settled in as a number two hitter last year. That didn't take very long either. But I think initially they want to, I think, manage some of the expectations because, you know, this is a kid that, like anybody else, I mean, he's a human being as well. He's a supremely talented player. But I think they kind of want to manage the pressure that they put on him because there's a lot of lessons to take from last year about not managing the expectations properly, in particular with Dansby Swanson. So I think that with Acuna, they want to learn a little bit from that, maybe hit him a little bit lower in the lineup, maybe somewhere between 5 and 7 because he's too good of a run producer, I think, to put him any lower, and there's really no need to. But if he hits like he has at every single stop through the minor leagues, this is a guy that has a chance to be batting at the top of the order. I don't know what it'll look like when you start thinking about Inciarte, Albies, Acuna, and Freeman. Maybe that'll lead the order. Or maybe Inter Inciarte will move out of the leadoff spot, and it'll change things for Ozzie Albies. And Ronald Acuna hits second. Freddie Freeman hits third. But a lot of opportunities that you have because you finally have the talent to start having the kind of conversations that you want to. What are we going to do with all these good hitters at the top of the order? That's what the Braves have been trying to get to for the last three, if not 4 years.
Yeah, I said it time and time again. Who are you pitching around? You know, and right now you start to look at this and you're going, okay, you got to pitch to these guys. Hey, what should we expect from Preston Tucker in left field? I know he's starting today, but, you know, just generally speaking, as they platoon that position.
Preston's a nice player. I mean, you may have seen him a little bit out with Houston. His time really kind of – he ran into some injuries out there, and he got pushed out of a very crowded outfield. He hit 25 home runs, I believe, in the minor leagues last year, knocked in about 100 runs. He's a guy that is a talented baseball player, set a bushel of records at the University of Florida. He's one of the best hitters ever to come out of Gainesville. But opportunity is what he needs. He's going to get it at least for a little while, and he's exactly the kind of player, I think, at 26, 27 years old, that the Braves should be looking at in the position that they are right now to see if maybe another team missed on this talent and he can do some stuff for us. Had a very nice spring training, left-handed bat with some power, not known for the glove whatsoever, but a guy that, again, the offensive profile is certainly worth taking a look at, and you're going to have a couple of weeks to do it, so why not start on opening day?
Grant, what's your go-to food, man? Sitting there, watching the game, what do you go to? What's your go-to?
The go-to food right here on the press level is the Bavarian pretzel. It's shaped like the Atlanta A, the script uppercase A. I got to get one just about every game. I can't help it otherwise. And stop at the Chick-fil-A stand to do the thing we seem to do at Colony Square, which is give True and Kathy a lot of our money.
Nice. And for guys who've not been up to SunTrust Park, everything now is done. The Omni, more restaurants, more stuff. Yep. So even more stuff now in the Battery for you guys to experience when you go up to watch a ball game.
Yeah, everything is leased. I believe 90% of these storefronts are open, if I heard correctly earlier today. So they're pretty much operating at full capacity. I mean, last year at opening day, everything was still in progress. They had those signs up, you know, men working. There was still a lot to happen, but they've really made some progress, and there's a ton to do out there. Tons of place to eat, tons of place to drink, tons of place to shop. That's exactly what they wanted, adjacent to their ballpark. I think people are going to enjoy it.
Grant, enjoy the game, and we will talk to you as we get the season underway today. Braves, Phillies, guys. Appreciate you, Grant. Take care.
All right. Take care, guys. Thank you.
It's interesting, you know, when he talks about this lineup, it's kind of funny. Inciarte, Albies, Freeman, Markakis. Again, the long-term viability of Markakis being here, we know that's not going to happen, but he's still a very good player. And once, you know, he's going to be a part of that transition for Acuna to come up. But Grant's got a great point. Maybe you don't hit him third. Maybe you hit him between five and seven. You know, right now they've got Dansby hitting seventh tonight. I just think you come in and you go, let's see how this thing gets rolling. If he gets hot, then you move him down. You know, you move him up.
No pressure. Start him lower. Exactly. Why not? Start him lower. Start him six. Work your way up. But I do think I agree with you 100%. It could be, the quintessential third or power hitter eventually once he gets cooking. There's a bunch of guys. Joseph Posnanski from MLB.com was saying that we could be the team I mentioned yesterday that leads the NL, maybe leads the bigs in runs scored. Which is, how about that?
Crazy.
I mean, you've got a ballpark that unfortunately is a hitter's park, so the pitchers are going to have to get better. We don't have, the Glavins, the Smoltz, the Averys, and everyone wants to equate to that 91 start. The guys that are supposed to be that, many of them are still down in the minors, so that'll be a work in progress. But eventually, you're right. The Markakis contract, never really understood why you spent $44 million while you're rebuilding, so that could be a guy, maybe also a trade deadline. Adios.
It possibly could be. It is Dukes and Bell. Want your thoughts and comments, guys, at 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We're going to visit with our man Mike Conti, in case you missed it. We'll go on the sidelines with the dogs coming up. Sony Michel saying what he learned from Nick Chubb and how it made him a better player. We'll share that story with you coming up. And also more about what's going on with our Falcons, as ESPN's Von McClure talked to our good buddy, Joel Corey, CBS Sports, and Joel Corey says, when the Falcons say, quote, there's no timetable, what's that mean? We'll explain coming up.
Busy. Pretty busy.
Too busy.
Busy.
What? I'm very busy right now.
Hey, man.
It's time now for In Case You Missed It with Mike Conti.
Have I got good news for you?
Right here on Dukes and Bell.
Let's see what's going on with our man, Mike Conti, in case you missed it. And there is a lot going on. What's happening today, man?
It's opening day. Hope all you Braves fans have fun up there. It's SunTrust, first pitch about half hour away. I know all the local TV meteorologists have been tweeting ominous images of the radar, because here it comes from Alabama, and they're saying by 6 o'clock, you might have some rain.
Ooh.
So would be kind of appropriate to start the year on a rain delay because they basically had a rain delay every night last year at SunTrust. But hope everyone has fun up there. Hope you all enjoy the food, the new food at the ballpark, which most of the Atlanta media, other than us, was invited to try. I'm sure it's very, very good.
I blame Carl. His salty takes on the Braves have got us persona non grata.
We were not included. We were not invited.
We were not invited. No. Second straight year we were not invited for that.
Hmm.
But the Braves have far fewer problems for opening day at SunTrust than the Los Angeles Dodgers. We talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Right.
They had two different sewer lines back up at Dodger Stadium, spewing copious amounts of sewage. I believe the scientific term is caca all over the field. And yesterday, they actually had to call in the L.A. County Board of Health to inspect Dodger Stadium. This is what they had to do.
What is the acceptable level of fecal matter in a dugout you can roll with?
Well, it's not like the ocean where it's like one part per billion. It's a little bit different. It doesn't kind of all spread out. So what they had to do, they had to call in a hazardous materials crew, vacuum the field, ship off the material that they vacuumed off the field to a waste disposal facility. Then they had to douse the area with chlorine, with lye, and with other antibacterial chemicals. And they're going to inspect the patch of poop grass again in a little bit. And if the pH strip comes back clean, they'll be able to play. If it does not come back clean, then the Board of Health is going to say there will be no opening day at Dodger Stadium today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because a little bit of Albert Pujols.
Well, I think it's more than a little bit.
They were playing the Angels.
I mean. Yeah, more than a little bit. Mm-hmm. I do want to apologize, by the way. We had a listener yesterday who... I think he was angry, but I'm not 100% sure. We had discussed how people who have to clean porta-johns are compensated, and one of us in this room used the term sanitation worker.
Right.
And I guess that is very offensive to actual sanitation workers. Sanitation workers and porta-john cleaners are two completely different people. So I do want to make that clarification, and I apologize.
We have we've made the clarification.
Yeah.
Apparently you get your...
Careful.
What?
Careful.
You get your PhD in CRAP. Isn't that great, though?
Just be careful.
How was your day, honey?
It's a respectable line of work.
I totally agree with you.
Years ago in Midtown, because we have a lot of construction projects that are near where I live.
Yeah.
And sometimes when they get up to high rises, they're moved up, you know, they get higher and higher. They move the porta-johns up higher and higher.
Mm.
And I was watching the crane carrying the portage. Could you imagine if that thing drops?
No.
Oh,
but one would think that it would be empty.
You'd think.
When it's lifted. You know, so if there were to be an accident, there would be no, you know, hazmat situation. It would just kind of fall to the ground.
As Larry Munson would say, caca raining from the sky.
Don't believe that was an actual call.
Poop
Larry Munson
raining from the sky. My God. Lauren, what do you
know
got?
What?
Larry, it's raining poop out here.
That might have actually been the call when they lost to Boise State that one.
I believe it was.
Believe it or not. Knowing Larry Munson, he would never.
Nice job, Coach Bobo. Let's go up tempo against Boise State, you nincompoop.
Also not a call from Larry Munson. Speaking of construction, by the way.
Yeah.
This stuff going on outside.
It's bananas.
Poor Will Guerra and I are sitting by the window. And if our listeners don't know, here at Colony Square, they're basically going to turn our office complex into...
multi-mega mall.
Yeah, like a giant... In fact, I think the term is a giant food hall. They're going to build a giant food hall down there.
We're excited about once it gets finished.
In 2023, it'll be super. But
Will we still be here?
if I know.
Our existing food court has to be torn down to accommodate the new building. And they're taking down our existing food court literally piece by piece.
Right.
Piece by piece because it sits atop our parking garage. And I am assuming that if a piece of debris too large were to crash to the ground, it could maybe crash into my Buick Regal.
Correct.
So they have to take this building down one by one, and they're literally using a jackhammer. Not many jackhammers.
The jackhammer.
One jackhammer. And from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., that noise that Carl just made is the... Yes. All day,
All night.
10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
It seems like all night because every day we're in here, it's going on.
Now, we got soundproof on two of the walls, but we got glass. So I don't know if you can hear it while we're speaking, but yeah, literally it's going on 24/7.
I think the music bed and our talking probably shields it. But I mean, if you're sitting in total silence, as I like to sit, it's a problem. Back to opening day stuff. Did you see the Salvador Perez injury in Kansas City? We already have our first bizarre baseball injury of the year. This is a big one because Salvador Perez, five-time All-Star, great player, big part of that World Series run they had. He is going on to the DL for at least a month because he sprained his MCL while carrying a suitcase up the steps of his home. He said he was carrying his suitcase. He missed a step. That happens, by the way.
No, it does.
If it's a big suitcase, you do miss steps. But he missed a step, heard a pop, and it's his MCL, and he's out for a month.
You know what this equates to, right? I mean, for those who don't know, Major League Baseball players don't carry their bags anywhere, okay?
Correct.
And so when you actually have to carry a bag, you might not be accustomed to it. And I think he ultimately probably blew his knee out.
What is he got, like an 80-pound Samsonite?
These guys don't carry their bags for anything. No. They go on the road, their bags are carried. But they don't carry their bags to the ballpark. They don't carry their bags anywhere.
But doesn't this go back to the John Kruk line, I'm not an athlete, I'm a baseball player?
Well, I mean, we've seen guys go on the DL for
coughing.
Sneezing.
Right, sneezing.
Was it Mark Teixeira?
Yeah.
Threw his back out sneezing? You know, you'll have guys who will get a hot pepper flake in their eye and have to go on the DL for 15 years. I mean, this is just kind of what happens in baseball.
Hurt.
Whereas in ice hockey, you take the puck to the eye, you get 50 stitches, you're back on the
next shift.
Yeah, I've seen a guy lose his entire front grill in a hockey game in return.
Right back at
blood all over the ice.
Damian Lee of the Atlanta Hawks, just last night in Minnesota, dislocates his right pinky on the floor.
Boom.
The pinky is hanging at a completely unnatural angle. They go back, they pop it back in, they tape it, Damian Lee back in the basketball.
He's back in.
I mean, I'm not questioning anything about baseball players as a whole. I'm just saying.
Baseball players are candy asses.
No, I did not say that. I did not say that at all. But there is a certain threshold of toughness that comes with some sports as opposed to others. This is just a freak act.
It is.
This is a freak act.
Now, I am being serious about the bag handling situation.
That's right. I'm
telling you, they don't carry bags anywhere.
No.
So when you ask him to a player to carry a bag, it might be unorthodox for him to go. But what do you want me to do with this?
Well, it's going to be a tough gig.
I'm just telling you.
81 nights on the road at the Ritz-Carlton seasons, and you don't carry
it. It's not a bad gig if you can get it.
Oh, I wish I could hit the curveball.
And the per diem's off the hook. Go ahead, Mike Conti.
It's very good. So you know how Dick Ebersol's son, is starting up that new football league in the spring. It's called, Alliance of American Football Organizers. We have a prominent football figure who has thrown his name into the hat to coach one of the eight teams.
Wow.
Mr. Steve Spurrier.
What?
Mr. Steve Spurrier.
The old ball coach?
Clack, clack.
He says, I can't talk about it. It sounds like an interesting and intriguing format because, remember, no kickoffs. And you have to go for two. Says he thinks it'd be a lot of fun. I'm fired up about it. We'll see what happens, but I do have an interest.
Can't stop coaching, huh?
I would love it.
You can make an Arby's run at halftime because who's going to watch?
I am curious to see what other coaches get involved with this.
They already have a TV deal, by the way. CBS already
has.
Isn't it like CBS SNY TV?
Some.
The Ocho?
But the first game in the championship will be on big CBS.
Yeah, I did see that. Listen, I think he's going about it the right way. I just don't know if it'll catch on.
Right.
Good stuff, Mike Conti. As always, no man coming up next hour. What questions do AT have? Does he have for us? But when we come back, we go on the sidelines with the dogs. Tony Michel sharing some of what he learned from Nick Chubb and why it made him a better player. We'll also fill you in on some of the things that we've been talking about when it comes to the dogs and spring football. Stay right here. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.